following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda-certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties. They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda-certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $20.
There is no place like Nebraska. Do you hold Nebraska? You
This is a dream come true for me. Yeah, I grew up. All I ever wanted to do was be a Husker.
Back to throw is Tater, looking, holding, set, throws deep downfield, looking toward the end zone. The pass is caught. Touchdown. Kenny Bell pulls it in.
Ball is given to Fryer on an inside handoff. He floats. The 20, the 10. Touchdown, Nebraska.
Hundley gets the snap. Husker send a blitz. Hundley steps up, gets hit, goes down. Big sack by the Cornhuskers. Andrew Green on a corner blitz brings him down.
Second down and six. Martinez running, first down, Taylor Martinez. Oh, here we go. Martinez, can he outrun? Martinez at the 10. Touchdown, Nebraska. 92 yards.
That'll be back to throw, looking, throwing down toward the end zone as a man out there overshoots it, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Stanley Jean Baptiste in the end zone. The third pick of the night for the Husker defense.
Steve Taylor looks to the five-man Cowboy front, takes the snap, hands it off to Clark, cuts back left side, 30, 32, 33, 35, broke it out across the 40, 45, he may go, 50, 45, 40, first place from scrimmage, 25, 20, 15, 10, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown! Holy cow, unbelievable, the first play from scrimmage.
Martinez gets the shotgun snap, back to throw, Tater sets, throws over the middle pass, caught, Ben Cotton! Touchdown! And Nebraska has taken the lead!
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska. Nothing can compare to it.
Frazier adding more numbers, more yards to those. They don't have them yet! Look at Tommy Frazier! How many tackles can one man break? Touchdown!
Martinez in trouble. Reverses. Trying to break contain. Martinez up the sideline. Still running. Look out! Taylor Martinez!
Set, throws, pass, intercepted, Stafford at the 20, 15, 10, Damian Stafford down to the 4-yard line. The Huskers now with a chance to tie it at the Penn State 4. Snap back to McGloin, throws it out to flat to Lehman, the tight end, he makes a catch, leads, fumbles the ball in the end zone, Huskers recover in the end zone, it's a touchback.
Nebraska's thin up front, George is going a little tempo on him, he's trying to set a screen, and it's picked up by Will Compton.
Formation for the Huskers. Zimmer is the fullback. Burkhead the deep back. Play action fake. Tater back looking deep downfield. Has a man out there. The pass is caught. Touchdown. Quincy Inunua. His first 6 points of the year.
Play clock's getting close. We'll see if Taylor's going to be able to get it off. He does. Martinez. Jones was after it. Fired to the end zone. Touchdown, Nebraska. It's Jamal Turner.
In the 20. High formation. Cross the deep back. They give it off to Amani, right side. He's got a first down, 15-10. Amani crossing a five, banging his way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that end on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Twins to the far side. Huskers do send a blitz. Here comes Compton. Hit it for the outside. They hit Bellamy. Bring him to the turf at the 20-yard line. Ciante Evans with a sack for the Big Red.
O'Brien turns. Hands off Monte Ball. Hit it. He stopped. He's short of the first down.
36. Thompson now dropping straight back. This one is intercepted by Tomjak. Jeff Tomjak.
Oh, I like that stance.
So he'll get the handoff. It is Hoffman. Hoffman to midfield.
He's got another gear.
They are not going to catch him. Jack Hoffman to the end zone. Husker touchdown.
This is super duper awesome. Thanks for the trophy. I'm glad that you are all now on Team Jack. And I know with you, we can't lose. Thanks.
Oh, there truly is no place like Nebraska.
Everyone, welcome to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Football Friday. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Jay Christensen, the defensive back coach at South Dakota State, as they head to Lincoln tomorrow to take on the Huskers. We've also got Pigskin Pick'em, a little Husker talk as well. But Jimmy, it's been a wild week.
How you doing?
Yeah,
I've been listening to your show. And you've had some good shows, and I've had a lot of people have complimented about some things you've said and also that you're going after it and talking about it and gives them an avenue to listen to. So, yeah, it's a pretty good. You had a pretty good week.
What do you think about all this?
Myself, you know, I tell you what, that when it first came out, when the very first came out, the only thing I was probably had a really high opinion on was how wrong it was for what Tommy Frazier said. And then I thought, well, you know, hey, everybody makes mistakes. I was kind of hoping Tommy Frazier would come back and go, hey, I was out of line here. You know, I had a weird Saturday night or whatever he did. And he kind of apologized, too, and everybody would accept that. You know, that never did happen. I think, you know, Bo was in a – when we hired Bo, we knew that he was feisty. We knew that about him, and what you see is what you get. And I coached. I wonder how many times I did what Bo did when the crowd would kind of start to be upset with something you did. I remember one time we had a football game. I'll remember this. We played at Albion, and we had a pretty good team. We were down 7-6, and Albion was very good. And we were down 7-6, and we were fighting, and we were doing everything we could not to get ourselves in trouble. You know, try not to call plays that our quarterback would have trouble with. Well, we ended up, we had the ball with about 3 minutes to go. We had fourth down and one, and we're 91 yards away. And the play we called was to try to draw them off sides. It was no play, just try to draw them off sides. And then we were going to punt, and then we were going to use our three timeouts and try to get the ball back.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the play we called. The play that the players decided to call was to get the first down. They could do it. And next thing you know, we were short about 6 inches. But it wasn't like that was a bad decision either. That was the decision we came up with, and they decided, hey, we could get the first down. And so, you're down 7-6. It wasn't one way. And I thought, hey, you know what, it was worth a try. I mean, I was disappointed. But, boy, we had parents yelling at us as a coaching staff. And I want to turn around and say, hey, those guys decided that.
Uh-huh.
But I did. I didn't point the finger. We just took it as a team and went on. So, I mean, you know, you don't discuss those things that happen. It wasn't like that. Hey, what if they get the first down? Hey, I'm happy they tried it and we can move on. So I guess my opinion of it is, you know, you got to stick together as a team and you got to stick together. And it was disappointing that he maybe said what he said. But Tom Osborne took care of that. And I was glad he came out and said it, you know, and said, hey, you know, because the swearing, I guess, you know, my swearing bothers some people. That doesn't bother me. Racism bothers me. When you make a comment about a racism, that offends me. I'm not offended if you said, and you know, the F word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 37 times.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I'm like you. I mean, it's 2013. We're not watching I Love Lucy anymore. You know, that doesn't mean it has to be condoned. That doesn't mean it has to be the way it is, but yeah, we've heard it, we've been around it, we get it,
and it does offend some people, and I understand that. So I mean, you know, so I mean, and you know, your identity too, the thing of it is your identity when you are the head football coach at Nebraska, how you act at a 10-year-old softball game is important. You know, how you act with the media is important. How you do those things. I mean, you can't separate that. Go, hey, I'm just being right now. I'm at the horse races, trying to enjoy myself, you know, or whoever you're doing. Hey, it's still your own identity. You know what I mean? So I think when you're the head football coach, you always have to walk a close line. And I think he's working on that. I mean, I think that's something that he's trying to do. And I think the way he handled, you know, when the game, it was too bad that it, when it snowballed, but it wasn't like I saw him yelling and screaming at the defensive coordinator and pointing fingers at the quarterback and individually, hey, you know, this is something we lost as a team. It snowballed on us. This is not what we wanted to have happen, but we've got to be able to, sometimes you got to make the best out of the bad situation. You know, and that's kind of what took place there on the sidelines. I mean, you know, you shake UCLA's hand and you go, hey, you guys deserve the win today, and your game plan the second half was good, and I wish we could have played you a better game than we did.
Well, you know, so. In the third quarter.
Yeah.
Three quarters, so-so.
Yeah.
You know, first quarter, pretty good.
But, you know, there's, you know, I mean, I think the Nebraska fans, I mean, if you're a fan at Nebraska, you thought it was so funny. Hey, this is really funny. Did you see us beat Florida 62-26? That was funny. You know, who's the head coach at South Carolina now? Steve Spurrier. Hey, man, we showed him how to play. Hey, we didn't, I mean, did we beat Steve Spurrier? So, I mean, did we actually beat him, or did we beat some of the players out there because we were better than they were on that day? I mean, Lawrence Phillips didn't do too bad at that time. You know, so, I mean, they thought that was funny, but I don't know if it's an end. You know, are we really beating these other coaches? You know, I mean, I just don't get that's fun to do that. Hey, we happened to beat Florida that day, and, hey, we've had some times where Miami sticks it to us, and we've stuck it to Michigan State before, and, you know, because I think the head coach at Alabama coached at Michigan State when we went down there and pounded them, and we beat West Virginia 44-0 on a pig, you know, on games. And, you know, hey, when we win those games, hey, enjoy it. But, hey, the other teams, they have to react to that too.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Twitter's there. And you can tweet us at ESPN1460-1550. And, of course, you can always Facebook us at ESPNSuperstation. I got a scratch today, Jimmy.
What happened?
I got a scratch in the throat today. Not good when your job is to chat.
Was it volleyball?
So I, what? This is the man. This drastic weather change. That's what I'm blaming it on.
Drastic.
So there's gonna be a couple times today I'm gonna go. You know, no fun.
Go ahead and do that.
I don't know. I don't know. Should I medicate up?
Right.
What do you think,
Doug? What did you think of the whole thing? You tried to. You, I mean, you talked about it a little bit, and it's basically been 7 days. I kind of like the idea that hey, if Nebraska would have beat UCLA and won the game and came back and scored three touchdowns and come back in the fourth quarter and get this great win, our defense is still bad.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we still gave up those 28 points, but we wanted the offense to do something. So I think sometimes it was just the idea that the game didn't go the way we wanted it to go, so I'm mad. You know, I mean, and I think that's what's disappointing. Sometimes when that momentum changes, boy, you just can't get it back.
It doesn't matter how Nebraska loses or in some cases how they win. There's always going to be a way to nitpick the game apart. We've had many callers, numerous emails this week. Like one of them said earlier in the week, if Nebraska lost 24-21, somebody would have been, you know, griping that Bo can't win the close ones. Like Tom Osborne said, first you can't win the close ones, then you can't win the big ones, then you can't win the national. You know, it's always something. Even when you go perfect, and I've told this story, I don't know if I've told it necessarily on the air, but even locally, you know, you go and you're set up or you're getting ready for your ball game or you overhear the fans, just like you would overhear Bo. If I could tape some of what the fans say from time to time when they don't think anybody else is listening. You know, I'm sitting there getting ready to watch an undefeated state tournament championship basketball team, and they're still griping. You know, you can watch an undefeated team, a state championship team, and somebody's still upset because it's not how they think it should be. So,
well, you know what's interesting to me is the athletes at Nebraska, and we've watched them play. And in the last eight or nine games, they're nice athletes. They're good athletes. But to just get to the Big Ten championship game, hey, I don't know if I, you know, that's a pretty good job of coaching to get players like that. Now, hey, when Lawrence Phillips was playing, and I mean, let's get back to Lawrence Phillips a little bit. We're not happy with the way he lived his life and what he's made of his life. But during that one time when he was a college football player, he did some things incorrect, too, to get himself in some trouble.
Oh,
you know, but could he play the game? Did he do things to win games? Yeah, because there was a lot of quarterbacks that maybe weren't that good at the University of Nebraska. But you know what they got to do? They got to hand the ball to him, pitch it to him. And you know what? Their career turned out pretty good.
We will have Irish Ken's email. And then I've got one for you, Jimmy.
What happened?
I'll change subjects just a little bit.
All
it's
right.
good. It's good.
All right.
It's good. It's still football. This comes from Irish Ken. Snakes lay in wait to snatch their prey. This one finally got the job done. Somewhere along the line, Bo must have bruised this one's ego by something he said or did. As Bo said, he has been offered other jobs. One of these days, if coach assassination continues, Nebraska will be lucky to even attract a cause type to coach. Probably no one cares what I have to say, but my advice to all you nostalgic folks who are waiting for an Osborne clone to come along is go borrow a fifth grader's brain and use it for a while. Osborne was a great man. However, if he had not realized that the game was changing and the good old boy assistant coaches couldn't cut it anymore, I don't think he would have ever won a national championship. In comes Charlie McBride, and with him, players with speed. I'm also quite sure Charlie went beyond Dag Nabbit in his choice of words. I am also tired of hearing the name Boyd Epley. Talk about PEDs. Some of his players look like the Pillsbury Doughboy. Thoughts from Irish Ken. Always appreciate him, Ken. Thank you so much. And there's quite a bit of fact that.
Know, I mean, if you look at UCLA basketball, the dynasty they had, you know, and with UCLA basketball, I mean, does UCLA continue to talk about, hey, let's get back to these days. Let's get back to this. Hey, let's do what we did. Well, John Wooden's not coaching anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and this things have changed. Now, enjoy the dynasty while you had it, but probably not going to get it. And you know what's interesting to me is Nebraska seems to get most of the good athletes to stay in the state and play. And in basketball, because of the program we have and not winning very much, some of our better athletes that are from Nebraska, they don't come to Nebraska to play. I mean, Omaha Central, we had a great player from Omaha Central. Where'd he go pick to go to college to play basketball? He picked Louisville. Louisville's not bad.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
I mean, they won the national championship.
Okay.
And, you know, the Jackman kid from Grant one time went to Duke. It didn't work out, but he picked Duke first.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and they recruited him. And, hey, Scott Frost went to Stanford. You know, Scott Frost from Wood River, Nebraska, to say, hey, I'm going to go to Stanford.
You mean our next football coach?
There you go.
But, good Lord.
But, you know, but what I'm saying, there are times where, you know, just because of the program and what goes on. But UCLA, I mean, you talk about a dynasty. That was the one that was the big dynasty that I look at in my lifetime that really took over and just, you know, won every national championship and was doing things. And John Wooden had it kind of laid out. But, you know, and now it doesn't look like that's going to happen because these players, after 1 or 2 years, if they're really, really great, they're going to go to the NBA.
Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox. Make sure we get Langan's college picks today on the show. He's hot, baby. Long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Yeah, the Army worked out for me, I guess, last week, didn't they?
You're hot. Are you hot?
I've been a little hot.
You doing okay?
I'm all right.
You're on a roll? You got a couple today?
I got three, but they're not big plays, though. But
they're not as exciting as Army last week.
Well, you know what's weird is, like, I had NC State last night. That thing could have gone both ways. I mean, you know, you try to pick a game, and you get NC State, and I luck out on a couple fourth down plays, and then there's an onside kick. And then also, I mean, I'm up 7-6, and a couple bad things happen. So some of these games are 50-50, and you should take them. We should have been all over Akron, though, last week. Remember, I told you Purdue,
yeah,
and because of the Notre Dame. Well, Michigan and Akron were the same type thing, you know. And
almost shocked the world.
Well, yeah, wouldn't that have been something?
We'll get Jimmy's picks. We'll have our pigskin pick him and a whole lot more here on the Doug and Daddy Show coming up in just a few minutes in our next segment. Jay Christensen scheduled to join us, defensive backs coach from South Dakota State. And still UNK Loper alum. Looking forward to chatting with him as they are on their way to Lincoln. Folks, if you're headed to Lincoln, or if you're headed to the homecoming game at UNK, or you're headed to the homecoming game at Hastings College, make sure you tailgate and tailgate it up right with fresh Italian brats, pineapple brats from your friends at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef is all they have, but their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. They've also got some great bacon. Maybe a little breakfast, maybe a little BLT, thick-cut bacon, even the glazed bacon. Try that for something different. Also perfect for tailgates are Troutman steaks, burgers, brats. That's all right there for you. Fresh daily, open 6 days a week at Troutman's Quality Meats, where they also have all the condiments and the sides to go along with it. And, of course, your favorite beers and wines with a good Nebraska selection as well. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend in Kearney on East Highway 30. We'll be back after this.
Uh-oh. Summer's over. Kids are back in school. With my schedule, how am I going to stay in shape?
Complete Nutrition will help you do it all this fall. Picture yourself trim and fit.
Yeah.
With more energy and motivation.
Well, that's better.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
How'd you do it? You took charge with a little help from your partners at Complete Nutrition.
Can they help me lose weight?
Complete Nutrition will customize a weight loss plan for you that'll work.
This won't be easy.
Talk to our experts about your goals. We have the advice and products that will help you meet them.
Do you know how busy I am?
Yes. We'll design a plan to fit in with your busy life.
Okay. I just need the willpower.
Maybe you just need to visit Complete Nutrition for a plan that makes finding the willpower a little bit easier. You can do it all this fall.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordmans off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
You know, my schedule doesn't look so scary anymore.
Complete Nutrition!
Hi, it's the Herd. Guys, sending roses on her birthday or anniversary, come on, no-brainer. But think of the reaction you'll get when you surprise her with roses just because. Major point. You know what I say, guys. Send them on Tuesday morning, Tuesday night. How you doing? Make sure to always send her roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. These people are your rose authority. Passionate about delivering fresh, high-quality, beautiful roses every time. My family uses 1-800-Flowers.com. For a limited time now, they've got an exclusive offer just for my listeners. 36 stunning multicolored roses. Gorgeous for $36. That's an incredible bouquet. 36 beautiful roses, $36. I've seen them. Amazing. It's an unbelievable value. And now, for a limited time, order now. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or download from your mobile app. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers.
Hello, everybody. From Notre Dame Stadium in South Bend, Indiana, it's Notre Dame football. Today, the number one game in the nation.
Notre Dame football is back.
Sacked by a great Notre Dame defense.
Intercepted again.
Finding a way.
Breaks into open field.
35 to 30.
Inside the 10. He's heading to the goal line.
4-8. Touchdown,
Notre Dame.
Listen this Saturday as the Irish host Michigan State. Listen all season long on your home for Notre Dame football.
Notre Dame, Michigan State at 2:30. Arizona State, Stanford at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
With sunny skies continuing throughout the day today, we'll head up to 74 for a high. Northwest winds will stay at about 10 to 15. With clear skies and light winds tonight, we'll drop back to 47. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 61.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. What do you think about the Chiefs being 3-0 and what's happened to the Philadelphia Eagles in the last 10 quarters? That first half against Washington was pretty good.
God, wasn't that something? Hey, yeah, the Chiefs, that's a good story. The Chiefs, they had four players, I think, last year go to the five, was it five? You six? He's pointing up. And maybe six. That punter, field goal kicker both went too.
The special teams guys, yeah.
Yeah, so they all make this. So you know they were a little maybe – didn't produce as well as they should have, but for them to start out 3-0, what a great story. And then to come back home and to, you know, you did a lot of things for Philadelphia. He left on a good note, too. What a nice interview when he was fired, how he said, you know, what he said and how he said it. And just a real professional man. I was happy for him.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, I gave you the wrong number. This is the correct number, so try that one. You never know what's going to happen.
What do you do, call somebody? And well,
yeah. Who knows what number that could have been?
can you say, I mean, I try not to swear very much on the phone, but I don't know how else to say this, but butt dial, you know, I do that a lot. You know, I mean, and I'm always calling somebody and they're, hey, you know, maybe three or four times. My phone's real sensitive because it couldn't be my fault.
No, you know? No. Bouncing around, hit a corner, shift. Yeah.
You notice I said I don't swear very much on the show. I mean, I did say I didn't swear very much. I just said on the show.
We haven't even touched on the big story. Taylor Martinez probably not going to play tomorrow. Bo Pelini says either he plays or he doesn't. He's not going to suit up and stand on the sideline and then not play. So if he can play, they'll suit him up. But it looks like Tommy Armstrong is going to get his crack tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know if people realize how that turf toe is really a bad injury. Yeah, it is a tremendous injury. And you can hardly walk on it. I mean, it sounds like a turf toe. You got to be kidding me, turf toe? You know, I mean, you know. But, yeah, what a – you know, I just didn't think Tommy'd been healthy the whole season. Did you? If you really watched him, he hadn't ran much against anybody. And, you know, he had a couple times where in the UCLA game where it looked like he could possibly run and he did not. And then there was also a couple times where UCLA got pretty good licks on him.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom, I mean, he's usually a good enough player that he can get himself out of that. He does a spin move or he's elusive enough that he doesn't take that full shot. And, man, he couldn't even get himself out of it. So there's no doubt with his shoulder and a lot of other things. I just think he wasn't 100% the whole season.
Well, hopefully, whatever the case is, he can get healed up. And as we said, that was one of the keys at the beginning of the year was a 100% Taylor Martinez all year long. Yes, I think everybody feels more comfortable about the backup situation than they have the last 2 years. But it also tells you something, I think, Jimmy, when Tommy Armstrong is starting over Ron Kellogg. At any time over the last 2 years, Ron could have come in and take snaps and handed it off. But he's not much more than Matt Turman as far as his athletic ability goes.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, Doug, I think, I don't know if you and I are in the minority of this, but I have heard numerous people say, hey, I'm really glad he's out. You know, let's give somebody else a chance. The coach needs to put somebody else in. And, you know, it's always somebody. Like, there's 100 guys over there. Let's just put any one of the 100 in quarterback. Just let them hand it off. I mean, you know, that's not the answer. And you know, you and I know that. But
there was probably maybe twice, but I can only really think of one time that I ever thought maybe a coach ought to make a position change, you know, get that guy out of there. There's got to be somebody better than that. And that wasn't even at the quarterback position. I mean, that's when Jay Christensen was playing at UNK. I thought maybe his backup, you know, deserved a little bit.
No, let's don't go there now. Let's be nice to this guy.
Jay Christensen, great friend. And, man, we can't wait to have him roll into Lincoln to play the Huskers and hopefully have a great football game tomorrow afternoon. And he joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda with Jim Langan. Jay, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, fellas, how's it going today?
Well, great to catch up with you. Now, I just want you, I want to point this out. Coach Stiglmeyer, I told him earlier in the week when we had him on the show that you were begging for me to get Jamal Turner, Kenny Bell, and some of the guys on the sidelines. Well, I think I did better. I got Martinez out for you.
Well, I appreciate that. I think you still got a few more hours, about 24 more hours to get those other guys off the field. So hopefully you can get it done for us.
How excited are you?
Oh, shoot, guys. I'm super excited. You know, obviously growing up in Nebraska and following them all through my childhood and as I was growing up and just being able to step foot in Memorial Stadium and coach on Tom Osborne Field, it's super exciting.
Hey, Coach Jim Langan here. Hey, one of my best friends that I work a lot of high school basketball worth. He refereed your game last week and said you guys can play pretty good. I mean, you've got a pretty good football team. He works enough to know. You know, your attitude to go in here is to win, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. We prepare every game and for the win. Obviously, you don't go into any game. It doesn't matter if you're playing Nebraska, if you're playing San Francisco 49ers. You know, we're going to prepare to win. See how that goes.
What is going to be the key, do you think, defensively for you? What are you going to need to do?
Well, there's going to be obviously a speed advantage for Nebraska, an overall team speed advantage. They're probably obviously up front. They're going to be bigger than us, and we have to win the battle at the line of scrimmage defensively. And that's where every game starts, is up front, whether it's offensively or defensively. So we've got to win the battle up front. What we talked about all week was just playing fast and fit and play fast and not wait around and just taking it fast to the ball and we call it just fit and play fast and fit and play physical. So that's what we're going to have to do.
We're talking with Jay Christensen, UNK alum, out of the great city of St. Paul, America. I believe, do they play Ord tonight? Anyway, that may be as big as tomorrow. But Coach Stiglmeyer told us on the Doug and Daddy show earlier this week that last time they played against a freshman, Taylor Martinez, they kept two guys on him and played pretty much 9-on-10, which obviously is tough. Does your game plan change now that Martinez isn't in the game?
It's going to have to change. Obviously, we're going to have to see what they're going to do offensively with the new quarterback in, see how much their play calling and their game plan changes. So we're going to have to just go with the flow of the game, get a feel early on to see what they're going to do, if it changes at all with the new guy in. At the quarterback spot.
You've got some pretty good defensive backs, pretty good linebackers on this football team. Andrew Brown, you got Butler, you got Wright. Lally leads the team right now in tackles. How good is the talent that you guys have that you're working with, and who's really got a chance to be noticed tomorrow?
We've got a really talented bunch of players, the guys that you just mentioned, and then up front, you're gonna a guy by the name of Doug Pete of Kansas City, Missouri, is a guy that tons of pro scouts have been by to watch him practice already this fall. There's high interest in him from the pro scouts. He's a defensive end for us. He can be an electric player for us on the line, and he can be tough to handle for some guys.
Hey, you know, Coach, even without the controversy, you know, that Nebraska's had during the week and et cetera, I thought that when I looked at this game, you know, I looked at it like a North Dakota State, Kansas State game. I actually thought South Dakota State, I mean, I'm talking about before the season started, that this could be a type of game if Nebraska beat UCLA, then all of a sudden they're ripe for the picking. Now after they lose, they're not as ripe. Do you see it that way too?
I don't take it that way. You know, I think they're going to come in with the mindset, whether they won last week or lost last week, that I think just like any other college football program does, that hey, you got to move on to the next week, and each game's big. It doesn't matter who you're playing, because each week's big, because it's the next game. And I don't know if there's ever a right time for a team to be ripe for the picking. So we really didn't address any of that. We just, you know, they're a good football team with really, really good talent and great coaches. So I don't know if there's ever a right time or ripe for picking time.
I think Akron played Michigan last week, and I think that's right. But I do know what you're saying, and
yeah.
I think with your program, as much as you guys win, and you win, I mean, this South Dakota State is a winning program, going to be ranked in the top 20 most of the time. And I agree. I think, you know, with the way you got to sell it to your players, I think you're saying the right thing. And I think with Taylor Martinez out, You know, putting another guy in the box might be something you guys can do to really upset the flow and continue to get that, get your defense off the field quick.
Well, that's true. You know, again, we're going to have to see what they want to do offensively. I know the young man that they're going to start. I looked at his high school numbers, checked out some high school film on him. Last night, found some old, you can get on the internet and find anybody's film, and he's a talented player. But if their objective is to come out and just try and control the ball and run it, we will absolutely have to put another guy in the box. Then what that takes away is another guy in coverage, and the receivers they've got, even though their numbers aren't great, those guys can flat out play some football. Kenny Bell and number 18, and even their tight ends. The tight ends are good players, too.
Yeah, but they don't catch the ball very well, at least not so far. Seathan Carter finally starting to emerge, big old boy. We've got a couple minutes left here with Jay Christensen, of course, from St. Paul, UNK alum, and now is with the South Dakota State Jackrabbits as the defensive backs coach, spent a lot of time at Morningside. How much have you talked to Coach Crocker lately?
You know, I haven't talked to old Croc for probably 2-3 weeks since the season started. I talked to him a little bit during fall camp when we had a little bit of time. But once the season starts, it's kind of tough to get in touch with guys. But I think about him all the time. But I haven't had a whole lot of time to talk to him. And I know they're busy preparing to get ready for Missouri. I believe it's Missouri Western this week.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also homecoming and Hall of Fame. One of the six that's going in, I know you were busy or they would have put you in, but it's Justin Coleman. You got any Coleman stories for me?
Oh, nothing specific, but one of the craziest things about Justin Coleman is you look at him and you don't see a great athlete's body, but that guy is super athletic and he's the ultimate competitor. You can't beat him in anything. You can't beat him in bowling. You can't beat him in ping pong. You can't beat him in horseshoes. I've never been able to beat that son of a gun in anything.
Man, I think maybe we ought to get Coleman in here.
Hey, Coleman can golf, too. That's what's amazing.
Yeah, that's a no. I don't even challenge him to golf because that's not even fair.
Hey, do you remember the football game where we were at 16 inches of snow? I had to ref that thing, and that was the day he broke the record, and it was I think they were playing.
I think it was Wayne State, wasn't it?
Well, I can't remember. No. It might have been
Western State.
Yeah, Western. It was Western State. And anyway, we couldn't measure for first downs because we had no paint on the football field. Yeah, we couldn't measure. We just eyed everything. Yeah, it was amazing.
That was a cold game.
Oh, was it ever freezing? I was just trying to stay in my little area.
Yeah, tailgate and then go home. Yeah. Jay, before we let you go, we talked about you coming home. What about? There's a good dusting of Nebraska kids on this South Dakota State team, and a few of them are from the eastern part of the state. How do you say anything to them about keeping their emotions in check, or how do you handle that?
I haven't had to say anything. Those guys from Nebraska that we've got on the team are all very level-headed, confident guys. I don't think that they're going to be real bothered by it. They're just like the rest of the team. They're going to approach this game as it's a big game because every week you play is a big game. So we talked earlier in the week a little bit about just stepping into the stadium and guys might be in awe of that a little bit, and so we're going to get on the field this afternoon there so they can get that out of their system and then be ready to play tomorrow.
Yeah, Coach, it seems to me, and I may be wrong, but it seems to me the teams that come in here that normally are prohibitive underdogs, which I don't think you are at this time, but what the first 6 or 7 minutes of that game just don't get themselves in so much trouble that they've got themselves in a hole to dig out of. I think if you compete the first 6-7 minutes and it's still close or you're tied, I think it's going to be a very competitive game. Is that your feelings too?
I can't agree with you more, Jim. We've got to come out there and play relaxed from the start. Obviously, we need to get it done on special teams, whether it's our kickoff unit, the first play of the game, or if it's our kickoff return. We've got to go out and just play relaxed and get good field position or pin them deep and win that field position battle early on, and then just settle in. But you're exactly right. I mean, that first 6-7 minutes of the game, especially when you're playing in that environment, you've got to play well, or else that thing could snowball on you in a hurry.
Jay, kind of let you out of here last minute with Jay Christensen on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's now the defensive back coach with South Dakota State. Came across a Twitter and a little story out there that you guys are going to be wearing special hats on the sidelines, kind of representative of Jack Hoffman. Both his parents went to South Dakota State. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a very unique opportunity for us. Obviously, we are more than pleased to bring more awareness, not only to Jack, but just child cancer, childhood cancer, and it's a horrible, horrible thing. And I think any time you have a platform to raise awareness on something like that, you have to do it. And we're more than happy to, and we're ecstatic about it. I mean, it just gives us an opportunity to bring light upon a subject or a matter that needs more and more exposure. And you know, that's something about Coach Stig, is he's all about just any way we can help, we're going to do it.
I want you to know that in all the times that we have spoken before and done interviews, I will never release any of the off-air taped comments that we have had between ourselves.
I appreciate that, Doug. You know, that truly, truly means a lot to me, and I'm glad you keep those between you and I.
It's so amazing to see that you're a professional now and I'm not. You got a lot of friends back here. Anything before we let you go, Jay, that you want to say to the folks?
Oh, man, I just want to say hello to everybody back there in Central Nebraska. I got family, friends all over out there, and I truly miss everybody out there. What a great group of people that I've been able to get to know out there, and just the family and the support, and I truly, really appreciate it. I truly miss everybody back there.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to, hey, Coach, good luck to you. I think Doug's going to say something else to you, but hey, good luck to you and your players, and I hope that things go well for you. I don't know how bad I want you to win. I'm a Nebraska fan, but I'm also been around sports enough to know that if a South Dakota State does upset a Nebraska, what a great moment for college football.
I'll tell you what.
Well, okay.
Go
thanks,
ahead, Jay.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate that.
I'll tell you what. Save the upset for next week when you go to the Game Day City this week at Fargo, and I think it's at your place, but when you play North Dakota State, take care of them next week, because, you know, if you guys upset Nebraska, the whole state will implode. But if you do, great job. Great job by you guys. Jay, hey, we'll let you get back to the nap you're taking there on a bus, and we'll wish you the best of luck. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
See you, buddy. Jay Christensen. Always great to run into Jay and chat with Jay. I've known him since calling his games back in high school. So from St. Paul to UNK, he started helping at Ravenna, went to grad school. He was on the UNK staff, went to Morningside. Now he's at South Dakota State. So good luck to him. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, you know, and I think, like we were talking earlier about, you know, the Chaminade that upset Virginia and Austin Peay that beats the Michigan, and how these things come around that, hey, every once in a while when somebody upsets you and you have that one moment, you know. Hey, it wasn't too long ago when UNK played the University of Nebraska in basketball in that preseason game and went down there and missed that 1-1, or the UNK Lopers beat the University of Nebraska Cornhuskers in the basketball game. And you remember that, Doug, don't you?
They took a few years off after that.
Yes, they did. They never invited them back. Yeah, they said, hey, we're going to get somebody else to come in.
Let's tell you that 9:30, the pregame tomorrow on the Breeze, kickoff at 2:35, also on the Big Ten Network. A little TNL Husker recruiting update, and that's part of it there, brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Looks like the Huskers will still host one official visitor this weekend. Philadelphia corner DeAndre Scott is coming in. The Huskers have kind of seen what they want to see, and I don't know how many people you want to bring in this week the way it's went anyway, and how many people you want to wait for maybe a bigger game or better game on down the road, because there'll be Big Ten football on down the road. So fairly quiet on the recruiting front right now. Nebraska trying to get their own house in order. Jeffrey, did you come across anything else that blows your socks off?
Not really. I know the basketball team's got a recruit in from Australia. That's pretty big too, but nothing major in basketball right now either. So,
all right, folks, they're practicing baseball. They're getting ready for basketball. And of course the Huskers trying to bounce back against South Dakota State. When we talk Husker football, especially recruiting, we also talk about TNL recruit or TNL irrigation systems. The choice is simple, providing a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is by contacting your nearest TNL dealer or by going online at TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and easier on you for a lifetime. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Trent, a frequent emailer. In fact, we got two or three Trents that emailed the program. But Trent says, am I the only one who is super excited to see what Tommy Armstrong can do tomorrow? I cannot wait.
Well, I think everybody's excited to see what'll happen. I think that's it. I mean,
excited or nervous?
Yeah, well, I think excited to see what's going to happen. I think a lot of people are excited. You know, the thing of it is, I want to make sure that we're excited. I mean, to me, I want to make sure you're excited to see him instead of going, hey, good, I'm glad. The quarterback's done and not playing. I don't think that was my point if I said something. But I'm excited for anybody to go out there, and I hope they have success. I think, you know, I think Jeff Quinn one time was quarterbacking against from Ord, was quarterbacking in the 70s, and we played Penn State and got up to a horrible start, and they changed quarterbacks, went with Tim Hager, and we ended up beating Penn State 42-17. And we were down.
That never happened.
We were down 14. We were down 14-0.
Yeah, like it was his fault.
No, but I mean, but they made the switch to quarterbacks, what I'm saying. So at times, they change pitchers every once in a while, too, don't they?
And then Quinny came back in the bowl game, I think, and they got to start
the whole next
year. Of course, as I said, and I may have to edit this, mm-hmm. I've always referred to Jeff Quinn as the third greatest quarterback in Nebraska history, behind Tommy Frazier and Turner Gill. Martinez might slip in there.
Yeah,
and we might have to move Quinn down to number four. I don't know. He was in town last week for the UCLA game.
You know,
I think he's hiding out.
You know, for some reason, just I love that Jerry Taggy just because we won. You know, winning those national championships, it was a lot of fun, and taking that ball and putting it over the end zone against LSU for that
Taggy's
touchdown.
Right there. He's probably number five.
Yeah, he's right in there with him.
Probably number five. Then Vince Ferragamo, probably number six.
The guy that played in the Super Bowl. Yeah, he's right behind. See. And then, David Hum's behind those guys.
Yeah, he's right
David
there.
Hum. Yep. Yeah.
We'll get to, what's his name, sometime along
Frank
the
Patrick.
Way.
Frank Patrick. Remember him, 6'7".
Fred Duda.
Yeah, let's get
it. Talking about, brother, longest touchdown pass in Nebraska history. That would have been a great trivia question.
Dennis Claridge. Dennis, if we're going to go, I can't forget about Dennis Claridge.
Oh, my goodness.
Longest Orange Bowl run.
What is wrong with us?
There's something wrong here. We're not even writing. These aren't in front of us on
a piece
of paper.
Are you related to Fred Duda? Well, hell yeah, I'm related to him. He had talent, didn't he?
I'm related to
his
Fred.
His name's Duda. My name's Duda. It's got to be somewhere along the way. Let's do some football picks. I want to do the Midtown Mart question. Then we're going to do our pigskin pick 'em. Here was our Midtown Mart cooler question from yesterday. How do you think the Huskers will fare Saturday versus South Dakota State? And the spread is 21, 20 and a half, depending where you look. 60% of the fans say Nebraska will win but won't cover. Whoops. 40% says Nebraska will cover in the football game. Who got the better end of the Colts-Browns trade? That's our Midtown Mark Cooler question today at ESPNSuperStation.com. The Colts get Trent Richardson. The Browns get a first-round draft pick. Jimmy, you got any opinion on that one?
Yeah, I still don't know. Still up in the air, I think.
I think Richardson becomes a better running back with the Colts. So I'm going to say the Colts got the better of the deal because they go over all these first-round picks that the Browns have had. Sure haven't been panning out. But you can vote on our Midtown Mart cooler question at ESPNSuperStation.com. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. All right. First off, to take us on in Pigskin Pick'em, you cannot have went up against us. We didn't have a winner last week. Jimmy came through, kicked butt last week. So $20 in Cunningham's cash if you can beat us. We put you in for the Iowa-Nebraska tickets. Just by getting the trivia question right, being the first one to do that, and going up against us, you'll get the large combo meal from Big Daly's Deli. I think folks will get this. I think somebody will get this. This isn't the easiest, but somebody will get it. We'll go to break, and during the break, we'll get somebody to join us here in Pigskin Pick. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. If Nebraska wins tomorrow, it will be the 32nd consecutive season that they've come out of non-conference play with a winning record, which shouldn't be that hard. The last time Nebraska went 2-2 in the non-conference, 1981. They beat Florida State, and they beat Auburn. Which two current Big Ten teams did Nebraska lose to in 1981? There's a clue, folks. Which were the two teams that Nebraska lost to in the non-conference in 1981 who are now both members of the Big Ten Conference? First correct caller takes us on in Pigskin Pick'em.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 25% off when you buy two bags of Scott's Fertilizer 5,000 square feet or larger. So, let's get ahead of the game. Let's prep now for a big payoff later. Let's enjoy a healthier, greener lawn come spring. Let's do this. 25% off two bags of Scott's Fertilizer. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through 10-6. Scott's Snap products excluded. Cannot be combined with other offers. U.S. only. See store for details.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With sunny skies continuing throughout the day today, we'll head up to 74 for a high. Northwest winds will stay at about 10 to 15. With clear skies and light winds tonight, we'll drop back to 47. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now it's 61.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's time for our Pigskin Pick'em on this Friday. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, Jason from Kearney is going to join us in just a moment. He knew that the two teams that beat Nebraska in the 1981 non-conference season were Iowa and Penn State, also beat Auburn and Florida State. That's a non-conference schedule, Jimmy.
Yeah, those, you played four tough teams there.
Imagine scheduling them now.
Well, you know, I think Bo Jackson played for Auburn. I think he was a freshman, and I think the score was 17-3 in a torrential downpour. Yeah. I mean, it was 3-0 Auburn in halftime, but it was a torrential downpour.
How have not more of your brain cells been killed off than that?
I don't know what happened.
How is that possible?
Oh, I was at that game. And to be honest with you, I had Auburn plus 17 and a half because of the rainstorm. I thought, hey, Nebraska ended up winning 17-3.
Well, you don't have to go.
I was sweating that.
You don't have to go against the point spread, although Jimmy's got a couple picks for us. All you got to do is pick the winner, which for me evidently is kind of hard to do. Jason from Kearney. Jason, how are you?
Good.
Let's do some picking, man. Let's see if you can get the Cunningham's cash. You've already got the Big Daly's Deli Large Combo Meal. Two locations in Hastings, top of the hill in Kearney, home of a bazillion sandwiches. And you're in for the Iowa-Nebraska tickets as well. Let's get after it. Tonight, a big game. Boise State at Fresno State. Who you got, Jason?
Boise State.
Jimmy?
I'm going to take Fresno State, but I understand his thinking because Fresno State can play no defense at all.
Fresno State is favored at home by 3, but you just take Boise State all the time and live with the consequences. Wyoming at Air Force. I got no problem picking this one first. I don't know the last time Wyoming was favored over Air Force, but it's on the road. They had some classic games back in the 80s, and Wyoming made a monster comeback to help me hit a 5-teamer back in the day.
what a look at your memory, huh?
Look at your memory. You know, if you want to start swapping stories.
Here we go.
I think Wyoming's a good football team. I'm taking Wyoming. Jimmy?
I'll take Wyoming.
What about you, Jason?
I like Wyoming as well.
Rice at Houston. Who you got, Jimmy?
Rice.
And Jason, who you got? Do you need the spread? I'll give you the spread. Rice at Houston.
Who's the favorite there, Houston?
Houston's favored by 2.5. And I got Houston, I'll tell you that.
I'll just go out Rice.
Okay. He's got the 3 road teams so far. Okay, what do you do here? One of the craziest lines that I've seen in a long time, and I get it. Utah State at Southern Cal. Southern Cal is favored by only 6.5. Could this be the end of Lane Kiffin? Jason, who you got?
I think USC will handle it.
I just can't see Utah State all as cool as that would be going into the big house. USC, again, maybe if they didn't get beat by Washington State, this is a bigger deal. I'm going to take Southern Cal. Jimmy?
One of my top 3 picks of the week is Utah State, and I'm taking them. I'll take them to win it, and I also definitely want the 7 points.
There you go. West Virginia is at Maryland. Maryland at home is a 6-point favorite. Jimmy, who you got in this one?
I'm just going to take Maryland, but I don't have any strong feeling one way or the other.
You're going to be hot because I'm going against you on most of these. I got West Virginia. Jason, who you got?
I like Maryland at home.
North Carolina against that feisty option attack of Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech also favored by 6. Jason, who you got?
I like North Carolina.
I am taking Georgia Tech. Jimmy?
I'll take Georgia Tech on this one.
Missouri at Indiana. Missouri is a 3-point favorite. I have no idea, Jimmy. I know I want Indiana to win. Who do you have?
I'm going to take Missouri, but I'm like you. I'll be cheering for Indiana.
I think Indiana can outscore them. That's the only reason I took the Hoosiers. Jason?
I like Missouri.
Kansas State at Texas. Also on the hot seat, Mack Brown. Kansas State's the better football team, Jimmy. Kansas State has had success with Texas. I'm trying to go 0-10. I'm taking Kansas State. Who do you got?
Well, if you're going to take Kansas State, I'll take Texas just to be different. But I can understand that game either way.
This one opened as Texas favored by 7. Now they're favored by 4. Who you got, Jason?
Texas at home.
Michigan State at Notre Dame. These final 2 are the games you can hear tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. Every time we put Michigan State down, for the most part, I'm going to pick against them, even though I love their defense and I love their linebackers. I'm taking Notre Dame. Jason, who you got? Michigan State at Notre Dame.
Michigan State, no defense, so Notre Dame for sure. Or no offense.
Jimmy?
Yeah, he's right about Michigan State having no offense. There is no doubt they have none. But their defense will get a couple picks, and they're going to win it.
Wow.
I'll take Michigan State.
That would be my pick of the day.
No, they're 4-0 now.
Arizona State at Stanford, our last selection. Top 25 matchup. I'm taking Stanford. Jimmy, who you got?
Yeah, I got to take Stanford.
And Jason?
I like Stanford as well.
All right, here it is. Just in case we need a tiebreaker, we have once so far this year. Total points in the Nebraska-South Dakota State game. Jason, what do you got?
53
points. Do you got an actual score just out of curiosity? I don't need it. Is Nebraska going to win like 43-10, or is it going to be close?
35-17.
That's 52. He goes 53. No problem. Jimmy, what do you got?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this ain't a math quiz. There's no problem with that. Right. Jimmy, what do you got?
I got Nebraska beating South Dakota State 26-25 in overtime.
Oh, my God.
That's 51 points.
Oh, my. Jay Christensen, love you. I think they got to keep it close to the vest on the ground. I think this has to be a lower scoring game because of that. But my gut tells me that South Dakota State's not going to score anything more than Southern Miss did. So I'm going to take Nebraska to cover and just enough, 35-10. I'm going to go 45 total points. Hey, Jason, congratulations. Good luck taking us on for the Cunningham's Cash.
All right, thanks.
35-10. I don't know. You know when I came up with that? 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, right after you heard my prediction.
Well, yeah. 26-25 in overtime. Good God. You know you're the only one in the country that picked that. And so if that's right, you won't even get to co-host anymore. You'll be on to bigger and better things. I mean, that would probably be bigger than anybody that ever picked the Super Bowl right on the opening day of the season.
You nailed it. That's bigger. This is only a 20-point spread. And you know what? That spread was 20, and that was before Taylor Martinez. They found out he wasn't playing. And that thing's not – you can't even get that online now.
This is crazy.
They took that thing off the sheet.
Coming up in just moments, Jimmy gives you his three picks for the weekend. Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, and, you know, why not get a prediction? We're all making predictions. Andy, what's your prediction for tomorrow?
You know, oh, gosh.
The sun comes up. There is a game.
You know, I'll make a PC prediction. You know, I'll make something that's politically correct, and everybody can hate me for it, and I really don't care. I think you're going to have a lot of young athletes from the age of 18 to 23 years old that are first and foremost students. I think they're going to go out there, and I think they're going to give 110%. And here's my point. And I think we just need to accept whatever the outcome is. I think it'll probably be a blowout. I don't really care at this point. You know what? They generate a lot of money for the university. They help build a lot of those really big buildings and help educate a lot of you guys out here that have those degrees that came from there. At the end of the day, I support them, win or lose, and that's my prediction. They're going to give a lot of effort, and they'll probably win the ball game.
Coach Andy, coming through real strong here. Let's talk about something that makes you smile, because that looked like that hurt. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. You're there over the weekend. You're there 24/7 at thinkmidway.com. There's all kinds of ways to buy or lease a new or pre-owned vehicle or come in and get their work done, even if it's Saturday, even if it's Tuesday morning. You guys are busy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. One of the biggest things is we've really kind of been trying to shake it up, change it up a little bit in the service department. You know, we realize that people like having those appointments, you know, and being able to know when they can come in, get their oil change schedule and all that good stuff. So what we've done is we've changed it up. We actually have our business development center, which is our call center, which basically goes ahead and takes all of our phone calls that are incoming, and they go ahead and help schedule your time to get you in and out of there. If you call any of the numbers that we have at the Midway locations, you're going to get with one of these customer retention agents. They're going to be able to go ahead and get you in the system, get you booked, get you ready to go, and help get you down on your way. That's what people wanted. We listened. We tried it a different way. But you know what? When the public speaks, we actually do listen.
That's absolutely a good thing.
We listen to the masses. And we kind of changed the way we do business. And it's been working great. We've been getting a lot of great feedback from everybody. And it's absolutely fantastic. On the flip side, though, too, you know, you're talking about bringing in your vehicle to go ahead and get some work done. Well, that's a used vehicle, in our opinion. And, you know, when you're talking about the pre-owned vehicles that we have at the Midway, absolutely fantastic selection. The biggest thing that separates us from the rest of the competition is on a Midway certified pre-owned vehicle, you're going to have a 2-year or to the odometer reaches 100,000 miles of complete engine and powertrain coverage, along with a 6-month, 6,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, plus a 30-day exchange privilege. If you made the wrong choice, we'll go ahead and give you full retail what you paid for the vehicle, trade you into another Midway certified pre-owned vehicle that's on one of our locations. And then, to top it off, we've got the Midway Advantage. 3 free oil changes inside of that first year, and then let's not forget the lifetime supply of free car washes. Every Saturday morning from 8 in the morning to 11 o'clock. Folks, that sounds like a gimmick. That is not a one-weekend special. That's the way we choose to do business 365 days of the year. And the reason we chose to do that is because people spoke, we listened, and people want to have that peace of mind when they drive that vehicle off the lot that somebody's going to be there behind them and somebody's going to take care of them. And we've been doing business now in the state of Nebraska for almost 98 years, 26 years at the Chevrolet location, almost a decade down at the Chrysler store, third-generation owners, Brian and Carrie Hamilton. And I'll tell you what. If Brian and Carrie Hamilton find out that we're not taking care of the people that come through the doors and do business with us, I will not have a job. So that's why we choose to do the right thing, and that's why we choose to go ahead and make sure everybody's taken care of.
As I've said all the time when we're talking about the Midway Auto dealerships, that's why they're smiling when they're driving down the road. They've done a great job, and they have found friends at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, and, of course, you can find them on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online. Check out their revamped, updated website. Still all the great things, but it makes it easier in this day and age of advanced technology. Go to thinkmidway.com. And enjoy the weekend, and I hope your prediction is exactly right.
They better give 110%.
We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Lace them up.
Straight away. Three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
It's good. Pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up. Got it. The buzzer.
Okay, listen, kickoff is in about 15 minutes. I've got some medium rare burgers that are ready to go.
Oh, this really is a fantastic barbecue.
Yeah, a little more people than we were expecting, though.
I'll have medium well. I'm happy to wait.
Okay, baby, we are officially out of burgers.
Okay, you know half of these people haven't even eaten yet. Wait, is that a police helicopter?
They might have received some complaints.
There's quite a traffic jam in the cul-de-sac, my friend.
Attention, this is the police. Do you have any of those brats with the habanero and chicken apple sausage? Put two in the basket and back away slowly. Pretty please.
Everyone's a fan when you grill for game day with Kingsford Charcoal. Don't forget the Kingsford Charcoal and everything else you'll need to throw the ultimate game day tailgate party in your backyard. Available at Walmart for a low price.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, wrapping it up. Don't forget Kearney High. Let's talk a little high school football before we get out of here. Jimmy will be at the Kearney High Booster Club tailgate tonight. Tickets are only $5. You get a Bearcat burger or hot dog, chips and a drink. The tailgate is going on in the south end zone. Starts at 5:30, goes right up to kickoff for Kearney and the defending state champions from Millard North. Every penny of the proceeds go to the Kearney High Booster Club, which provides extra funding to all athletic programs. Some of the money has went to wrestling mats, bleachers in the gym, scoreboards, iPads, the soccer shelters at Baldwin Park, basketball shooting machines, the tennis lobster machine, some of the smaller items that the coaches may need in their individual sports. So if you're going to get off work and head out to the Kearney High game, or if you're not working and heading out, you're going to have something to eat. Don't forget the Bearcat burger, hot dog, chips, and a drink, $5, the Kearney High Booster Club tailgate going on today. Plenty of football out there, and here's what we've got going on. Besides Millard North at Kearney, Grand Island won last night, beating Norfolk in a good ball game, 34-28. Grand Island Northwest is at Lexington. Sydney is at Aurora in one of the featured games tonight. Hastings will be out at Scott's Bluff. Holdridge is at Alliance. Fairbury is at Adams Central, and you can hear that game on 1230, on ESPN 1550. St. Cecilia's at Blue Hill on 1230 KHAS. Kearney Catholics at Ogallala here on ESPN 1460. And then we've got a pair of top 10 games on our FM dial. Classic Hits 98.9, Shelton at Fullerton, Giltner at Kennesaw on the Breeze 94.5 FM. The games kick off at 7, except for Kearney Catholic, and that is at 7:30. And I guess the fans going out there, Jimmy, unfortunately, are going to see some of those floodwaters rolling in.
Yeah, and that's something. Somebody said, I mean, I don't know if this is validated, but somebody said Hershey High School, a lot of their students, all they did all day long was make
sandbags.
Yeah, did you hear that too?
I saw some pictures up around the school.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Saw some pictures out there on the social media. So hopefully everything goes well for the folks that are out in the western part of the state. That's no fun. UNK, their Hall of Fame, their ceremonies tonight. Congratulations again to Justin Coleman, Laura Espamiller North, Terry Renner, Diane Davidson Rose, Jim Runstrom, and Nick Savela. Also for Hastings College, it'll be Chad Draley, Craig Fromm, Lyle Fliarty, and Todd Reardon. And Hastings will play Doan tomorrow at 2, UNK against Missouri Western at 3 o'clock. The Loper volleyball team home tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow, Central Oklahoma is undefeated, and those games are at 7 o'clock. 25th-ranked Hastings is at 20th-ranked Dort. 12th-ranked Nebraska will be at 6th. Ranked Texas. Tri-City Storm beat Lincoln 4-0 last night. Their final exhibition game is tonight in Omaha. And seven returners off last year's team make up the core of this year's squad. You can go to stormhockey.com and see the roster to start the 2013 season. Well, Jimmy, Monday could be crazy, or will we be back to normal? Should be pretty cool, but everybody's waiting for your picks. What do you got out there today?
Well, Jeff, who do you like? Do you have anybody you like at all? I mean, you have anybody that you think is going to cover? Or?
There's not a lot of good games this weekend. I'm probably going to stay away from picking the 10 that I pick for Pigskin Pick'em.
Yeah. Well, I
like NFL games, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few I like.
You know, I liked North Carolina State last night, and they barely covered, so that was a lucky thing. But I came up with Utah State. I think they're going to compete well at Southern Cal and could win the game. I like UConn at home. They're playing Michigan. Michigan really struggled last week. And I just don't think they can cover that many points. It's a lot of points. And then I also like Miami of Ohio. And they're playing Cincinnati, and they get a ton of points, too. So I'm kind of taking some teams that nobody else wants. You know what I mean? So, we'll see how that turns out. But I don't have any major upsets or anything that's going to excite anybody, except I suppose if that Nebraska South Dakota State
matter.
Game, if it goes into overtime,
you know what? Alabama and Notre Dame last year, you win that, you bet the same amount of money as you do on Akron and Miami, Ohio. It don't matter, does it?
Hey,
you're just looking for winners.
Yeah, Central Florida will be in the top 10 sometime this year. Central Florida, that'll be a prediction that if you can get that sometime, you get to Vegas, get a ticket on that.
Killing me, man. There will be no Vopalini press conference on Monday. Hopefully that's a good thing because Nebraska has a win, but it's a bye week, so there's no press conference scheduled. We will be talking with Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook next week. We'll also talk a little Hastings volleyball with Matt Buttermore, Daryl Morris, Tony Harper on Tuesday, of course. Monday we'll recap the show. Jimmy's coming in, right? And we'll have all of the celebrating of his Pigskin Pick'em win again, I'm sure. I want to thank Jay Christensen, South Dakota State defensive backs coach and UNK alum. Congratulations to all the Hall of Famers that are going in this weekend, and best of luck to the Lopers, the Broncos, and the Huskers. Jimmy, thanks. Have a great weekend, man.
You too, Doug. Take care.
See you tomorrow, or see you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.